Well, on Sunday, Duluth's Homegrown Music Festival posted an announcement on their site that this year's festival would be canceled. KUMD's Christine Dean talked with festival director Melissa Latour to talk about how the committee made the decision and what repercussions it has for the music community.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, except like you, pretty sad about the fact that you had to cancel the Homegrown Music Festival this year. I know both you and I have been involved with the festival for a very long time. It's near and dear to our hearts, so that must have been a very, very difficult decision.
It absolutely was. It's the whole community that's involved, so it's not just me or just you or just the committee. It's venues and sponsors and performers and volunteers. I mean, there's so many people that go into this that the news affects as well.
And what year what is it supposed to be? The 21st? Is that right?
22nd year.
Oh my gosh, 22nd. Okay. And mm-hmm. how long have you been the director of the festival?
This would be my fourth year.
Okay.
And I've been with the festival pretty much since the beginning.
Wow. And this is, you start planning for this, that, you know, we hit the end of Homegrown, and then how long is it before you and the committee and everybody else involved starts planning for the next year?
Well, coming out of the festival, we're usually pretty exhausted, so we try to take a few weeks off, and then we're getting right back into the game again. Usually I'd say like July we start talking and getting meetings on the books.
Okay, so you do all this planning. And so that, you know, that makes it especially difficult. You come to this point, and how did you go about making that decision? I think we were talking before the interview about March, early March was when South by Southwest canceled, and that was kind of one of the first big festivals that was canceling and maybe started other people thinking. Is that what happened for you?
Sort of. We have a couple of people on our committee and board that have been following the virus for quite a while, and they had been doing their little data calculations and kind of sharing some information, and it's come up a little bit here and there, but that definitely was one thing that struck me was when Starfire commented, "What's next, Homegrown?" And it didn't dawn on me what he meant when he said that, because I even replied back, "No," thinking, you know, it was just a funny little ha-ha moment. And then later that night, I was thinking about it. It came back into my head, and I'm counting on my fingers. Oh my gosh, that could definitely affect Homegrown.
And even though that it was just a couple of weeks ago that announcement about South by Southwest came out, we've gone through such a rapid process of, you know, learning about the virus and how it's spreading and what you need to do to prevent it. So I think that a lot of people taken by surprise and having to make fast decisions.
Absolutely. And I know one thing I was kind of thinking of or that was going on in my head during this time was that South by Southwest, you know, that involves, I think it's something like 60 countries where people come from, you know, different people are flying in from here and there. And when I was thinking of Homegrown and thinking of local music, it didn't really dawn on me the severity of the impact that this virus could have on our community until I started looking at more data that was being shared. And really looking at the curve and how it's going up, and it really, you know, in order for us to have it come down, there has to be some sort of distance in the community.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure a lot of people have asked you already, is there any chance that it could be rescheduled? Are there any other things that the committee is working on? Is there anything that you can talk about right now that might be thought about right now that you're thinking about?
I think right now the important thing is making sure we are being taken care of. We're taking care of ourselves and the people that are important in our lives. With festival planning and planning of any other genre, you know, even restaurants when they're planning their menus and they're planning their schedules and everything else, we're so consumed by what we do from day to day that when things happen, we kind of put ourselves and our families and our loved ones on the back burner. So I think getting this taken care of, do this your part with social distancing. And then, you know, look at virtual ways. There's right away in the meetings that we were having, as well as I'm seeing it on Facebook and everywhere else, people are suggesting, let's do a virtual show or let's release our Homegrown sets virtually. And, you know, there's the virtual Duluth on Facebook that just came out and people sharing a lot of insights on what they can do. As far as postponements, we were very careful with our words. We didn't want to give the community false hope that Homegrown 2020 could happen. Therefore, we wanted to be strong and diligent with our words and supportive of the community, too, because there are other partners in the community that maybe haven't canceled yet or didn't cancel until we released ours.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to give that a false hope piece. We don't know what's going to happen. You know how it is at Homegrown. I don't know about you, but we joke about the chicken flu, and it's like this perfect environment when we're all out together at that one time, and then, you know, people get sick. And so we don't want to be at the height of this festival and then afterward have this catastrophic thing happen.
Well, and people tend to be out of their routines and staying up later than normal and maybe putting more stress on themselves and by having too much fun.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, definitely something that you had to keep in mind. So if people want to stay updated, if anything changes or any plans for the virtual things. You mentioned that virtual Duluth group, which I don't think is connected to Homegrown, but that is a very valuable resource that's been started. And so if people just, I think they can just search for virtual Duluth, perhaps, and find that group on Facebook.
Yep. And it's great because it's the whole community. You know, people are commenting and asking, you know, oh, I think this would be a great idea to have. I think community member Kelly Mullen put on there, it'd be great to have some sort of a drawing tutorial for parents and kids to do together, you know, and I'm seeing a lot of like different gig ideas and book lists for people to do a virtual book club. I've seen some of that going around. So there are things, you know, that you can do to get involved and still feel connected with the community. As far as our festival, the festival year ends May 31st. So as you can imagine, when people are asking, could we postpone for this year? Well, our festival year, we're at the end of it, so to speak, where, you know, for us to take care of ourselves and our families and our friends virally, that doesn't leave a lot of leeway for us to do any realistic rescheduling of the festival as we know it today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And where can people find the Duluth Homegrown Festival on social media and on the web?
Yeah, www.duluthhomegrown.org. And then we also have an Instagram and a Twitter that they can follow as well. And, you know, definitely if there are people out there that want to share their performances or thoughts or favorite homegrown memories, photos, we can all do that. We can all still exchange that and, you know, enjoy the all things local.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as someone who formerly had the honor of putting together a mix CD, that occurred to me. Did anyone do a mix CD this year? Or I guess it's not really a CD anymore, but an album. And will that be available?
Yes, somebody did actually curate a mixtape for this year, and that will be released. So that's one thing to look forward to. That is going to be coming out very soon.
Hooray! All right.
Yay!
That's always a treat. Somebody in the community gets to pick a bunch of local music that they love to share with everybody, and it's always fun to see what people pick, and then it's fun to hear stuff that we might not be familiar with, and it's just a blast. So I'm glad you're still doing that. Well, thank you.
I will leave it a surprise until it's released. So.
Okay, but we are waiting with anticipation. So, you know, we talked about, you know, other ways to showcase artists. But I think one thing I forgot to ask you about, Melissa, was so a lot of artists are taking a financial hit right now because they can't tour. I know that Homegrown isn't necessarily a big financial thing for a lot of bands. Is that fair to say? But it is for other people in the community. And it does have, you know, people love to do Homegrown and it's a great exposure and all of that stuff. It's this amazing community event. But from a financial standpoint, it more is hitting venues and places like that, I would imagine.
It is. And not only are the venues being hit by cancellation of events and live music and different, you know, other events that might not be music related, but events just the same. They also had road construction that they're dealing with in downtown Duluth. And some of them thought, you know, this is going to be the comeback year because the construction in front of them is fixed. And then this happens. And then there are some that are not just dealing with road construction, but now Homegrown's canceled or, you know, other events as well. So, you know, just keeping in mind all those venues. And when these places are saying, hey, we're selling out our growlers, call in advance or fill out the online form, please do so. And a lot of them are still doing drive-through for food pickup. If that's something that you're comfortable with, it's a great way to support the venues in between this time.
I did that just yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think that's just, it's so hard because, you know, musicians, even though, I mean, this is so difficult for the musicians that had shows and they have to cancel, and that's just a stream of revenue for them that isn't happening. So they're looking at alternatives, but they, you know, they can do an online thing and, you know, things like that. They can think about that. If you're a bar, you can't do that. You know, your options are very limited. So,
no. And one thing I noticed too, Brittany Lind, who is a huge supporter in, you know, she's a supporter in the area. She recently started posting merchandise that bands have for sale. So that's another way you could go to their website and support them through merch sales, or, you know, going to their band camp or buying their stuff online, you know, or at the local stores that are still open. So, you know, that's another great way to support artists.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think we're going to be compiling some stuff like that too here at KUMD.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I know that you're hopefully taking good care of yourself and your family, and wishing the best for all of you during this time. And I hope that I hope you're getting some downtime.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
That is Melissa Latour. She is the director of Duluth Homegrown Music Festival, which has been canceled for this year. But stay tuned. Pay attention to their social media and other places. And if there are any virtual activities going on or anything else, you can find out about them online. And we will let you know here on KUMD.
Coverage of the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival on KUMD is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.